right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Miss Brenda Wesley. And Brenda, who are you representing now?
Actually, I sit on the Milwaukee County Mental Health Board, but I also do a lot of work with Miracle, which is mental illness, raising awareness with communities and churches everywhere, and that is through the Progressive Baptist Church with Pastor Walter Lanier.
Yeah, great man.
And speaking engagements right independently as well.
You know, I've spent about the last 12 years in and around Milwaukee Public Schools. And, you know, behavior, you see children at very young ages going through some things, and I don't know, they haven't been diagnosed or any of those things, but let's talk about, you talked about the fact that this is a brain injury. And, you know, you say that, and I've never really even looked at it from that perspective, you know, with my own son. But when you said that, it resonated with me, because you just don't think about that this is really, you know, what they are dealing with is a brain injury. And when you hear it from that perspective, you can't help but see it through a different light.
Right. And so when you think about that, when you say brain injury, and especially when you think about our kids and that, and two, I just have to say that, you know, I did a speaking and engagement at Marquette with some professors and that, and when I first started, I said, I am not a scholar, nor am I an academic, but I have just used the ability of being able to read and understand what individuals and feel what individuals are going through. So when you say brain injury and we think about trauma, so that's, like I said, we have to categorize these illnesses. So when we look at the severe and chronic mental health disorders, those are the illnesses. However, when we look at some of the trauma and what happens to the brain under the condition of traumatic events, then we can put that in perspective that a person may be able to recover from that with therapy, understanding, and not continue to do harm to individuals. So when we look at, when you say the public school system, I remember, Earl, just doing this work 20 years ago and just going into the schools and just with the play that I wrote to really get kids to talk about the impact of what they're going through. And I even talked to the superintendent at that time and said, this is what the kids are saying, and we really need to address the impact of violence and trauma and food deserts and domestic violence and that within our own community. Because if we don't, then 15 years later, you're going to see the impact of us not being looking at prevention, right? And so I was told at that particular time, well, we can't address that, but we have to worry about the test. Our kids have to pass these tests. They have to meet these measures. But again, I said, well, how can someone ace a test if we're not addressing their mental health, if we're not addressing the impact of what they're living and dealing with day to day? So I can see the impact of us not addressing those issues a long time ago, because now we can see more of an impact of what we see in our community. Does that make sense to really look at that?
It makes so much sense, Brenda. You know, you see the impact of that. So you talked about trauma. There's not one human being on the face of this earth that is not going to, at some point in time, have to deal with trauma, right? It's a human condition, right?
It's a human condition. but it affects people differently. Yes.
Okay.
It affects people differently.
Okay, so it affects people differently. I remember several years back, again, the president of Marquette, Mike Lovell or whatever his name is, you know, had, you know, everybody was talking about trauma. All over the United States, people were this buzzword, trauma, 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 trauma. Mm-hmm. We're going to address trauma. We're going to do this and trauma. Yeah, and there were great minds from all over the world gathered, you know, to talk about trauma, and whether or not at the end of all of that there were some solutions or some impacts or some resources. It's one thing to identify an issue. It's another one altogether to stick with it, to do what's necessary to impact it and make the changes in people's lives. Are you satisfied that we've been able to do that?
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. I mean, there is so much money that was poured into, let's say, trainings on trauma-informed care. And you're absolutely right. Even though you have these trainings, and trainings are great, and I think that we need to continue to train, but we have to keep it up. It's not just a one-time deal and then say that, okay, my agency, for an example, my agency staff went through trauma-informed care. Okay. But are you measuring that your staff understood what trauma is? Are you implementing what you were taught in these classes? And are you holding staff accountable to implement, again, what you've been taught? And I don't see it because I talk to a lot of individuals within agencies, and they tell me, yeah, we took the class. But, and I said, well, are you implementing what you learned? No, no one has, you know, even holding people accountable, because the language of trauma is to do no harm. And so do you really understand what a traumatic event, what does that mean and the impact of it? And again, we cannot put everybody in the same basket, because a traumatic event to that person can traumatize that person where they can become disabled or they think so differently. And the exact same trauma can happen to someone that they can get up the next day and they can go on with their lives and they're okay. So we just have to really look at training, but holding people accountable and understanding what this means. And because a lot of people will say, well, that's just an excuse for bad behavior, right?
You know, Brenda, we always hear about episodes. Right now, you can't beat people in this country, especially talking heads and other politicians on you know, the higher levels, talking about Vladimir Putin, and he's going through some episodes. And so what is an episode? I mean, is this just, because even on lower scales, you know, with our loved ones, people say, well, they're going through an episode. What is that? I want you to hold that thought. We've got to go to a break. And because I'm wondering if that's some form of illness, or if that's just people, again, using the wrong verbiage. We've got to go to a break. Miss Brenda Wesley is on the line. We'll be back. We're talking about mental health issues. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.
Keep me searching for